Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa and Seth, and we are joined right now by our great friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
Doing okay. I was digging out going for you guys.
Well, you know, so far so good. We're about halfway through. We're still digging. It's certainly, we got bombarded overnight, Paul. And it doesn't look like it looks like it's going to be tinkering getting a little bit of this here and there and everything. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, you know, pretty quiet the rest of the day here for us. Made some flurries, a couple snow showers here and there. But most of the action off to our west with this snow today, but it looks like we'll still get some more light snow showers tonight and Friday. So still some additional amounts tonight, maybe of an inch or two, and maybe up to an inch here during the day on Friday as well. So still looking at cloudy skies with a few snow showers today, highs mid-30s. Tonight, light snow showers edging back in, 24, maybe an inch or so with Friday's conditions staying with the clouds and up to an inch possible with the light snow showers. 30 tomorrow, 20 on Friday night, scattered snow showers. And then Saturday, mid-20s, some more snow shower activity in the area, just some light amounts. And then about 11 Saturday night. Cloudy on Sunday, about 20 degrees, mid-teens, more clouds and sun to Monday. And then highs around 12, some sunny breaks Tuesday. Maybe some more light snow moving it in on Wednesday with highs at about 17 as we head to midweek. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the updates, Paul. You and the whole team over there stay safe, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
You bet. You guys too.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate the updates from them.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like going to be one of those next 48 hours.
Yeah.
Going to be kind of like this.
A little bit more, yeah.
As one of the first things Seth said to me today, it does look like we are going to have a white Christmas.
That's correct.
It does look like it.
I think it'll stick around.
Yeah, not such a
Most
bad
likely.
Thing.
Most likely.
Yeah.
So we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club a little bit later. We got some other fun stuff to dive into. But, of course, as most of the I was just Googling it just for the heck of it this morning before I came into work and looking at, well, can I see other schools throughout the country? Not just here in Wisconsin, but that are closed for today. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them throughout the country that are closed for today. So it's not just us and our listenership, but of course all of our listeners, you know, out there, wherever you are listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from listeners in Florida recently. I've heard from one in Maine, which we got to tell Phil about because Phil's from Maine.
Yes, he's from Maine. That's
so we
right.
We have to tell him about that. And there's some other places I mentioned before. We got listeners out in California and in Georgia and that. So it almost seems like wherever you're listening to us, you probably can relate to your schools having been closed for today.
This is one of those rare storms that has basically touched everyone or will touch everyone in the country because it's going to keep going east. So
it's just going to blanket the country.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. So let's talk snow days. Let's talk for kids, which is where our focus usually goes. And that's where we're going to start.
Sure.
But we're going to wrap up talking about adults.
All right.
So first up with kids, just got a great list here of things to do with kids that are fun, and I think we can spin off of these too. Like you guys think of something, well, oh, this is an even better, or oh, we did this kind of thing. Please feel free to jump in. Hot chocolate bar is the first thing they put up there. What goes better with a cold, snowy day than hot chocolate, right? You can get a little creative with your hot chocolate and set up a station for kids to make their own, including marshmallows, leftover candy canes, whipped cream, sprinkles, chocolate chips, cinnamon. You have all that sitting there. And then you can teach them the joys of cleaning up afterwards.
The most important part of this, yes. Very much so. Oh, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to sugar up my kids and keep them inside.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah, that's what I want to do. Sure, thanks.
This is all coming from the guy with kids in their 20s.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. What's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with that.
That sounds like a good thing for, like, you know, a work office.
That'd be cool.
Snow ice cream. The perfect snow day is not complete without snow ice cream. With just a few simple ingredients, you can turn ordinary snow into something extraordinary delicious. Snow ice cream is always a huge crowd pleaser. Just take some freshly fallen snow and combine it with milk or cream, add a smidge of vanilla, and a couple of spoonfuls of sugar and Viola. There you go. Top with sprinkles, chocolate sauce, whatever you like.
Wow. Hmm. Never done that on all my years of living in snow.
Never even heard of this.
Never made snow ice cream before. Yeah.
Really? No. I remember reading the Little House on the Prairie books, a Little House in the Big Woods specifically, and they would go out and get snow and then pour maple syrup over it. And eat it like that.
There you go. That's actually good. Not a bad idea.
You had me in maple syrup.
I figured you had the magic words there.
Another big one on this list, board games. Dust off those board games.
Oh, yes.
Go back to some old school fun. Get nostalgic with it. Get in there and have some fun with
it. It's my kids every day.
Right on.
I love board games.
It's a good one. They mentioned friendship bracelets on here. That's a good one for kids, too.
Those are nice.
Some embroidery floss and start knotting away.
The go-to for my sister and brother and I, no matter what, whenever it was, and especially growing up, it didn't have to necessarily be snow days, although this is when we really went to town on this one. But even, you know, just not having a lot of toys or things to play with or even knowing where we were, like having friends in the area or whatever, we played together a lot, and we would build forts. Just love building forts. And indoor forts are one of the funnest things to do. Mom and Dad, get involved. Get in there and help out. You know, it's fun. You know, get a little creative and get blanket and pillow forts.
Yes.
But today is a great day to make snow forts too. I think it's the perfect snow out there.
It is for packing. It's good packing.
Yes. So.
Snowmen and that kind of stuff too. Yep.
Yesterday, I was over at Melissa's old stomping grounds with her old roommate, Laura, and her four little ones. And Laura is an amazing mom, like Hall of Fame mom. And she is great at thinking these things through and obviously has been through them before, too. So she's probably learned from a little bit
exactly,
of the past.
Exactly, yes.
She had the idea with the kids to put up a tent in the basement.
Nice.
It was a great idea.
I thought it was such a cool idea. It was great. And I've never put up a tent before. So I was kind of excited about being a part of this. And they included me in this and everything.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
It was great. And we get the tent going. And they're like, well, wait a minute. How are we gonna hold these things down? What are we going to stake this?
You can't stake it into the cement.
You can't exactly do that. And I figured she had a plan for this. She did not. So there was a good 5-10 seconds there where it was just kind of funny. But the brain that she's got on her, she figured out a way to even hold them down. And so the kids were able to hang out in the tent and everything.
Yes.
And play in there. And they had a great time. They had it right in front of the TV downstairs and all set up.
Oh, that's
up.
Great.
All four of them. It was such a cool thing. And again, as somebody who hasn't gotten to camp before, even I know in the basement, it's nowhere near the same thing. It was kind of cool to see. And for them, if I understand right, they haven't gotten to camp either.
Oh, wow.
So what a cool, fun experience for them. And, you know, hopefully it'd be a fun day for them being able to do something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. How about making butter? This is a different one, too. I've never heard of this. If you want to wow your kids, burn some energy, and show them a little classic science, making homemade butter will blow their minds. And making homemade butter is so simple and so delicious that you may never buy butter again. All you need is some heavy whipping cream and a mason jar with a lid. Fill the jar about halfway with cream, leave lots of room, and tighten the lid. Now hand it off to your kids and let them take turns shaking the jar as fast and as hard as they can.
Wow.
After about 10 minutes, you'll have whipped cream. But keep going. After a few more minutes, you'll notice when the cream turns solid and you can now have butter. Keep shaking until the butter is solid and separated from the buttermilk.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's going to take, I got a feeling that's going to take a little longer to get it to that point.
I think so.
Can you keep them interested that long? That's my question. But
I actually did this. So when we were kids and going to school, we did a field trip to Norskedalen over by Westby. Mm. And then they had like on-site people demonstrating things. And one of the activities that we could do was make butter. So we were all supposed to bring our own little jar. The smaller, the better. And that's the key here.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like a little, like a baby food jar.
Oh, yes.
And they fill that halfway full with heavy whipping cream. And you shake until your arm feels like it's going to fall off. Like, this is going to wear your kids out. If, like Seth said, you can keep them interested that long.
That long, right.
And you'll get butter. You'll get this little ball of butter.
Nice.
It's actually really cool. I suggest a small jar. Really, really small.
Yeah,
make it short, small. Yeah, mason jar sounds too big.
I was thinking, that's going to take a long time to get that going.
One of the mini jelly mason jar sizes, like a half pint. Mm.
Oh.
Yep.
But a baby food jar works great.
Or jelly jar. Yep.
Yep. Pimento jar. So any of those little tiny jars that you have would be a better option than a mason jar.
Can you say the name of that place you went to again?
Yeah.
Norskadalen.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, gosh.
My Scandinavian heart just fluttered when you said that.
I even got a little on that. I got no Scandinavian. I really like the way you say that That's really well put out.
It's a really cool place. It's over by Westby, and they have the old farmstead there. So you got to see the house.
Very cool.
They had the summer kitchen and the well house, mm-hmm. and then a couple of the barns and a shed, and the, I want to say it was like the blacksmith shop.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had a museum up the hill from there, mm-hmm. and then going the other way, they have a bunch of hiking trails, and there's this really pretty little creek that runs through, and they've got this, I don't know, it's a cool area.
Sounds like it.
I don't remember if it was junior high or high school, but we did a field trip there.
Oh, really?
Yeah? It took me a minute. I knew something sounded familiar about what you were saying.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I bet that's a bit of a drive.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably not that we went to one of those. It sounds exactly like the place that we went on a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that there is more than one around here.
There's the Old World of Wisconsin out towards Milwaukee. Right, it's similar. Right. Yeah.
There's other places. Mm-hmm. It might not have been the same place.
This one is out right by the Westby ski jump.
Yeah. Might not be. I know. But we did travel for it. Mm-hmm. I know we had to go quite a ways. I want to say it was actually the one I'm thinking of was outside of or in Green Bay. If I got it right. I'm not sure, but it may be.
Could be.
Another, we got two more for you here for the kids. Animal charades.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
I actually do this with my students as a warm-up sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Hardest thing would be telling them they can't make noise.
Yes, yes.
You just have to act it out, yep.
No matter what the age is, yes, that is that is probably one of the more difficult parts. Like, can I tell you how many of my students have been disqualified?
Act like a monkey.
Yep.
Like, no, you can't do that.
You know what the funniest one is? It's the elephant. It's whenever I've been doing this for, gosh, almost 9-8 years, and almost every time a person does an elephant, they do the trunk and whoo, you know, they make some elephant noise. They have to make the sound. I want to say the last time I did this, it was a pig. The student, she got down on all fours. She was getting all into it, and she puts her hand behind to try to like do the tail, like little wiggly tail. And it was going great, but nobody got it right away. And I think she got frustrated and just instinctively went oink oink.
Yep.
But she could not have said it more human, like oink oink. Like it was pretty good. One more here, and I think the outside of maybe making a fort may be my favorite one, although, boy, I don't know, maybe earmuffs parents, because I don't know if my kids are in their 20s. Making an obstacle course.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
A fun way to make the most of an indoor snow day is to build an obstacle course for the kids. An obstacle course around the house or in the basement will provide endless hours of fun and challenge for them. Plus, it will help them stay active and test their creativity. Mm-hmm. We like to set up obstacles around the basement with stations where you have to complete a challenge before moving on. Maybe they have to answer a problem-solving question or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they do that. So I like the idea of making their brain work and then they're making their body work.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
Add in some logic problems in there.
Yeah.
Little floor is lava.
If
yes, that's always a classic. Floor is lava is a great one.
If my kids are listening, they just started building one right now.
I apologize.
Because they love to do that, yeah.
I would like to apologize to Beth and Seth.
And all
any other parents who have kids listening right now. Yes. Yeah.
And how about for adults? I got one for you. Drinking. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
A little day drinking there for everybody. Yeah.
For adults, host a snow day soup swap.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
That's a cool idea. Yeah.
Maybe it'd be a little tough to pull off in the heat of the moment. God, that's a bad pun. That's not a fair pun. I shouldn't have said it that way. I didn't mean to say it. Might be tough to pull. But like times like this where we know they're coming, you know, and you
get ready. Yep.
Yeah.
Get
you might be able ready, to reach out to your friends and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Or if you have some stored in your freezer. A lot of people do that just for kind of reserves.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I won't be making anything today because I have no power still.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Think of it as a challenge, Melissa.
Butter. How to make soup. No power. It's cold soup.
It's cold soup, yeah.
Let's see here. Make snow day margaritas and play games.
There's
so drinking is involved.
Yeah. I know that because I've talked to enough people that do these kind of things. We have a lot of like stuff that we do on Zoom now, like book clubs. I have some friends that are in book clubs, and they're in these, and they got like friends around the world that they're in these clubs with and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically an excuse to drink together. Like that's what
basically.
Sometimes, not always, of course, but the groups, the friends that I'm thinking of.
Yep.
But I think that on a snow day like this, what a great way to like kind of get together maybe with those friends. You don't necessarily have to discuss a book. You can just hang out or something.
Hang out, yeah. Not a bad idea.
It's a good idea.
Arm knit a blanket.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if you knew this one.
Why am I not surprised Melissa's all on that one?
I didn't want to assume, but I had a good feeling.
Yeah.
There's no better day to learn the super trendy skill of arm knitting than a snow day. The best part, you'll probably be snuggling beneath a chunky handmade blanket next time snow starts falling.
There you go.
I really want to try this. I really want to try this. So I mentioned it on the air. Melissa and I talked about this as she was moving. We were over there helping, and I got to use her loom. Thank you, Melissa. Loom a little bit. And I only did one beat of that, Melissa. Not even.
You did one repeat of the pattern. So yes.
And that felt so cool. It felt so cool doing that. And I'm not saying this is the same thing by any means, but it really got like that like fire lit in me.
Yeah.
Similar. It's crafty.
There's something about, because growing up in a construction family, I've long loved the idea. I mean, I can still go to spots in Illinois, spots around here in Wisconsin that my dad or I or both of us have worked on. And it's a house or a building that's still there, or a sign that's still up.
Right.
There's something about it. Every time I pass it, I get a little, it feels good. It feels good.
Nice,
you know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it must feel like to, like, if you knitted a scarf or a sweater and to wear it every day or all the time, or knowing that you made this.
Right.
I know what it means to wear stuff that people made for me and how much that means to me. It adds a little something to it. I imagine that making something yourself, it's got to feel pretty cool. Like you're sitting in, you're getting ready to watch your favorite show or something like that. And you got your own blanket that you made. Yeah. Like, that feels kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very much so.
The only caveat to this is that the yarn for this is quite expensive and you need a lot of it.
Okay.
Because for arm knitting, you have to have a really thick yarn.
Okay.
But they are selling a lot more of it. I was recently at a hobby store, Joann Fabrics in Madison, on Sunday with my girlfriends, and I saw like the huge balls of yarn that they have there now. Mm. So it is really becoming a trendy thing to do.
Interesting.
I would love to look into this, but I work in radio, so I don't know if I can afford it. I don't know. it really does seem like a cool thing.
Take up macrame. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You might know somebody with massive amounts of yarn just, hanging out.
You never know.
You never know.
Get your bake on. Get your bake on.
Baking, yep.
And you have to say it like that. You have to announce to the whole house, get your bake on.
I'm getting my bake on.
Getting the bake on here.
Like in an extreme sport, basically.
Yeah. Getting our bake on over here. Get some baking in, especially Christmas is literally, just right around the
couple
corner.
Week and a half.
Make some Christmas cookies and maybe something that you can give out when you're visiting some relatives or friends or anything. The ones that survive the next week. You do got a little bit of time here between then. But
yes, indeed.
Dive into aromatherapy. Read, there's a lot of great aromatherapies to discover out there and benefits to essential oils. Today's a great day to kind of look into that, maybe doing a little homework on that, maybe even doing a little homework on other subjects. What's something that you have always wanted to take some time to learn more about?
Sure.
But you just don't have the time to do it.
Right.
Hey. Today's
your day.
Yeah, go for it.
You got a perfect excuse.
Among that, also I see on this list here, tackling that DIY project.
Yes.
And after that, they have like a bunch, like a DIY sticky note calendar, so you can keep, up to date on things. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the good, sneaky good things about that stuff that they don't talk about, they talk about it because it helps you organize things, and you know that, and that it does do that. It also, it feels so good when you get one of those things done.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. It, you can take the sticky note down and crumple it up and throw it in the trash with relish.
Yes, yes, yes. It feels great. Yes. I don't care how small or how big it is. It feels great every time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good enough reason right there to kind there of do something like that. Get an early start on Valentine's Day cards.
What?
Whoa, wait, hold on here.
Oh, I don't know about this one. I don't know. Color. Start coloring.
There are so many adult coloring books out there now that are just fun.
And I know that there are ways to even do this online nowadays where you can color online and, like, poke, you know.
Yeah, on your phone.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I also know that there's a lovely coloring book that's available mm-hmm. for free
mm-hmm. oh,
in
yeah.
this very area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was sponsored by several area businesses put together by Phil at Quality Plus Printing. And
thank you, Phil.
Go find one of those. We have some couple here if you want to come over and pick them up. I would wait till the roads are a little nicer, but and we're open. We're not quite open yet either.
Yeah.
So, but come on over.
Yeah. And how about make it a home spa day?
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a nice one.
Getting some exercise in isn't a bad idea either.
No.
And of course,
shoveling. Look, it's the exercise in.
Yeah. One of the greatest activities you can do, cuddling.
Oh, yes.
Get in and cuddle. Find somebody to cuddle with. And if you ain't got anybody, find a stuffed animal. That's what I do. I use stuffed animals.
Unfortunately,
I'm just kidding. I don't have any stuffed animals. I don't.
See, unfortunately, Melissa, she would be in a perfect situation. No power to be in that, you know, that cuddling. It's a perfect time to do that. Unfortunately, her cuddler isn't there. So
yes.
No. Too bad.
No, I am cuddlerless. I don't even have a stuffed animal either, James.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
get your arm blanket or your arm blanket. You curl up on the couch. You're good.
There we go. Yeah, that's about all I could do today without the generator is running my computer and mm-hmm. the internet. But beyond that, I'm like, I could read a book. I could run on the elliptical. I could play guitar.
That's
I'd be set. Those are all good. But unfortunately, my boyfriend hooked me up, and now I got to work.
Bummer.
Imaginary friends are great. Just horrible cuddlers, though. Horrible at it. Just very bad at it. We'll take a break. We'll come back into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is celebrate you, along with our friends at Misty's Menu. What you're about to do, well, maybe if they're open, is head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. If they are open, wish them a great safe day over there at Misty's. Some mm-hmm. of our favorite people. Love our friends over at Misty's Menu.
Indeed.
We dive into the list, and we only have one name on the list today, but it's a great one. We get to put the spotlight on Martha Bawara.
Oh, ooh,
happy birthday, Martha.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Martha, of course, has co-hosted with us on the morning show here a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. She has joined us before when she was with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
She has recently, in the last couple of years, started her own theater show or company with the theater, the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
They do really good work over there the last couple of years. They've been putting on the Rocky Horror Picture Show and some fun with that and some other great things that they've been doing, along with bringing a ton of awareness to LGBTQ causes mm-hmm. in the Stevens Point area, if not wonderful. All of central Wisconsin, really. Martha's just a fun, wonderful human being to be around mm-hmm. and to mm-hmm. hang out with and to work with and creatively to collaborate with. Really enjoy her family, wishing her husband, her little monsters and all that, a great one. Enjoy. Have a great day, Martha. We hope you enjoy your day.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to remind everybody to get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Come on now.
Yes.
Do it.
Right now.
Do it right now.
Well, you can call in right now.
424-2600. That's right, Melissa. You can call up and join the conversation. You have until the end of the segment to bring us your birthdays and anniversaries. Oh, look at this. And we got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and see. Good morning. Do you have a birthday or anniversary for us?
I don't, but I do have an observation.
That's not really the segment. Okay. What you got?
Is it just me, or does soup taste better when it's snowing outside?
Yes, it
does. Absolutely.
Yep, yes. Yes, it definitely does. Yeah, definitely
for
does.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Have a great day. Mm-hmm. Moving into our celebrity birthdays now. We have here Charlie Cox is 40 today.
Daredevil.
Charlie Cox.
Daredevil.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And he is a awesome actor. He is awesome. He's awesome at what he does.
Yep.
Charlie Cox is fantastic. Charlie Cox is 40 today. He is Matt Murdock on Marvel's Daredevil Netflix series. May also know him as Owen Slater on Boardwalk Empire. He's done a couple of great projects. He's a good actor.
Will he ever play a British person?
Yeah.
Which is what he is. Yes, yeah. All he plays is Americans.
Speaking of great British actors, Stuart Townsend is 50 today.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, I am a big fan of his as well. I kind of thought I was Stuart Townsend is my Julian Lennon. One of them of actors.
Okay.
When I was a kid and Julian Lennon's Much Too Late for Goodbyes came out, I remember telling my dad, is like 8 or 9 or whatever, Dad, he's going to be huge. This is the next big star, Dad. Julian Lennon's going to be huge.
Yep.
And that was kind of like his one hit.
Yeah.
He has had a very successful career.
Oh, absolutely.
Behind the scenes, as mm-hmm. Seth and I talked about on, you know, Rock
Songwriter, History. Producer, yep.
Stuart Townsend, I knew of him already. I thought he was a good actor. I see him as Lestat in Queen of the Damned and thought, okay, well, this is the next big guy. Mm-hmm. I thought he was way better than Tom Cruise as Lestat. And it's not a shot at Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is a good actor. I just thought Stuart Townsend embodied what... really what Lestat is, if you've read the books. Mm-hmm. It really mm-hmm. felt like he did a great job. He was also Aragorn. He was hired to play Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, but he had to drop out. And I'm kind of thankful he did, because Viggo Mortensen took over the role.
When you said he was 50, I'm like, finally, he's old enough to play Aragorn.
Yeah, yeah. what I thought was interesting about that, too, as a little kid, that was one of those roles I dreamed of playing and envisioned myself playing and couldn't see anybody else doing it. Mm-hmm. I see Lord of the Rings. I'm like, nope, Viggo Mortensen.
They were right. Yep, right.
Yep. Got that one right. Got that one right. Let's see here. Helen Slater is 59. She was Supergirl in 1984 and her Earth mom, Eliza Danvers, on CW's Supergirl series.
Oh, I forgot they brought her back for that.
That's
yes.
cool. I didn't know they did that. I never watched that show. That's cool they did that. Paul Simonon is 67 today. Paul is from The Clash. Mm-hmm. Of course, a ton, London Calling.
Is he the only one left? I can't remember.
I think he is. I think he might be. I love The Clash.
Yes, me too.
Don Johnson, 73. Sonny Crockett is 73, everybody. Nash Bridges, another show that he did. I used to watch that show with my mom a bit. She loved that one. I watched, I don't know why, but as a kid, watched Miami Vice with my mom. And then as a young adult, going back over to hang out with her sometimes at night, and I would see that she was watching Nash Bridges again mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm like, oh, Mom, this is a weird coincidence. Here we are watching a Don Johnson show twice and everything. She looks at me, Jimmy, it's not a coincidence. It's Don Johnson. Same woman that my mom knows sports. Like, she's really up on sports, knows mm-hmm. her stuff and everything. I'm sitting there watching the All-Star game with my friends as a kid, like 10, 13 years old. She comes in, and Ricky Henderson, my favorite player, is up to bat. And she's looking at him and looks at, like, and just as she's walking out of the room, boy, I'm glad they wear those tight uniforms. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for that.
Awesome. A little sex appeal in sports, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don Johnson, I should say, was on the HBO show Watchmen and was phenomenal. Easily best acting I've ever seen him do. He was incredible on that show.
Very cool.
I don't know if I've ever really gotten to see his chops as an actor. I didn't know if he had them. Not to be mean there. He's a great actor, has a great career. But I see him in The Watchmen, and I'm like, okay, Mr. Johnson can act. He's a good actor.
Yeah, because to be fair to him, the Miami Vice, Nash Bridges, not your most challenging acting job, right?
Yeah. One of the greatest drummers of all time. I feel very confident saying that. Dave Clark is 83 today, ladies and gentlemen. Drummer and leader of the Dave Clark Five includes Glad All Over, Because, Over and Over. I like it like that. The great, amazing drummer.
For a while, they actually challenged the Beatles.
Really?
Very early on, yes. Yep. They were thinking, a lot of people thought that the Dave Clark Five would take over for the Beatles. The Beatles would fade. Obviously, that didn't happen. But for a while, they were more popular than Beatles. They had bigger hits. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's saying something.
And people no longer with us, one of the greatest just comedic actors of all time, somebody that I grew up watching and idolizing and learning from, the great, the wonderful Mr. Tim Conway. Born in 1933, passed away in 2019, comedy legend. We throw the word legend around sometimes, not in this case, not with Mr. Conway.
No, one of the greatest comic improvisers
yes.
you have ever seen in your life. It seemed like for a while there, his only goal in life was to make Harvey Korman laugh. That was all he was doing.
yes, make him
laugh and break up on the Carol Burnett show. But
just loved. I still go back and watch his work all the time.
So well, good.
How can you not go back and watch the Carol Burnett show?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I am not a fan of breaking. It's one of my pet peeves. It's honestly the part of the reason why I can't handle Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. His whole career is based on that. For some reason, though, on that show, I just looked so forward to it when these legends, when these professionals could make each other laugh that hard. It was different on that show when they would
different.
Break. It wasn't because they forgot a line or somebody fudged something or like a Jimmy Fallon situation where he just can't help himself and, you know, breaks character and everything. They rehearse this stuff. They know the jokes. They know the punchlines. They know what the funny is. Mm-hmm. And they're still making each other laugh like that.
That's the best.
Really it something.
Is. It is.
And we can't be doing this job and not give credit to the great Alan Freed, born on this day in 1921, passed away in 1965. Disc jockey who literally coined the term rock and roll in 1951.
He sure did.
There was a lot more to Mr. Freed's career as well, mm-hmm. I think should be noted. And here's a great day to do some homework on that one.
Yeah, exactly.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Martha Bawara. Happy birthday, Martha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wish you a great one. Enjoy your day. Hope it treats you good, Martha. And we want you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page and direct message us that way as well. Coming up, we got some other fun topics to get to. And I did also want to remind the audience, we got Santa coming in today.
Santa!
Oh, yeah,
Santa's going
right.
to be joining us today.
Perfect day.
I'm going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with that. Looking forward to it. Santa's going to join us in just a while. Right now, take a listen to Melissa's news, and we'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Trying to place that voice.
Oh, that would be Mr. Johnny Mathis.
It is Johnny Mathis.
That's Johnny Mathis.
I should have just said it. I was afraid the rails were going to be wrong, and I didn't say it. I should have just said it.
That's from my childhood. We had a couple of records that were standard for Christmas stuff in my house. Johnny Mathis was one of them. Andy Williams was one of them. So, yeah, that's a little nostalgia for me.
One of my papa's favorite singers ever.
Oh, yes.
Love Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's one of those voices. I probably haven't heard it much since I was a kid. So it took me a minute, but that's a great voice.
Yes, indeed it is.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 8:44 on the clock. And we got a fun one here that I want to dive into. So how many of us give each other... Oh, and he's still going.
I missed that one. I was supposed to cut that one, and I forgot it.
I didn't know if I was the only one hearing it. Honestly, no. I thought I was going crazy.
It was still there. It was still there.
This is in your head, James.
I had fixed most of them. I must have missed that one.
Oh, what a great trick you guys could have played on me there, though. Like,
what are you talking about, James?
I don't hear
music.
Anything.
I don't hear any music.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, it's finally happened. I finally lost the last marble I had. I've been hanging on to this one last marble for about 20 years. Finally. Lost all my marbles.
There they go.
Is the greatest part of the movie, Melissa, have you seen the movie Hook with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and I know Seth has.
Mm-hmm.
Is the greatest part of that movie when he gets his marbles? When he gets his bag of marbles.
That's a great part.
It's hard for me to say that. There are a billion things in that movie.
There's so many parts of that movie that are good.
Yeah. I always come back to that, though. It's one of the sweetest moments I've ever seen in anything. It's such a cool moment. Now, how about this? I think that if there is a thing that almost every human being under the sun that has ever existed can relate to, it is self-doubt. unfortunately. Mm-hmm. As unfortunate as that is, it is something that the majority of us can relate to. We are our own worst enemies. We beat ourselves up. When we look in the mirror, we see the gray, the pimples, the wrinkles. We see all these things. And the majority of people in our lives don't normally see a lot of this stuff, but we tend to. And it usually, a lot of this stuff has to do with looks, and it has to do with looking in the mirror oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And I remember in junior high, our guidance counselor, I had to have talks with her, and she would tell me, I want you to try to do something for me. Every morning when you wake up, just for a week, try this. When you first look in the mirror, say, you know, you're looking dang good today, or you're looking handsome today, or something like that.
And something positive.
Yeah. And I cannot think of anything more ridiculous in my life than this, than the idea of this and the concept of this, and the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday doing this, and being like, what am I doing? And I'm so thankful that nobody knew I was doing this. Nobody could see me doing it because I felt ridiculous.
Right.
And I noticed on Wednesday at school, I felt a little better. Mm-hmm. And I noticed Thursday, I felt a little better. And then Friday, I felt great. And I don't do this every day, but I do it all the time. I do it before I go out on stage sometimes. You will see me shadow boxing in the corner or something like that. It's a little bit of a tribute to my dad, a little bit of, you know, insanism and habit and routine.
But being an actor.
Yes. And in my head, part of what I'm doing is that. Is going over that, and not just for myself, but my character. I'm doing it as my character.
Sure.
And building that character up as well as myself. I cannot imagine a better example of, hey, this could work for almost anybody if it worked on me. Yeah. I have such a realist brain, such a science brain, and this seems such a weird concept, but I really cannot encourage people enough to give this a shot. There is no side effect whatsoever.
No.
It's worth giving
it
a shot.
It's all good. Yep.
Now, do you ever give yourself these pep talks in the mirror? You know? Well, if you ever do that or ever try to motivate yourself in other situations, like when you're running or before you go on a date, here is a trick that a lot of psychologists, a lot of people with bigger brains than me have suggested. Your self-pep talks will work better if you say you and not I.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of saying I can do this, say you can do this.
Oh,
that's nice.
Okay.
A study at Bangor University in Wales, along with a couple of other university studies, found that when people gave themselves motivational comments using second person, it improved their performance.
Wow.
As a side note, nobody likes it when you talk in first person. James doesn't like it when James does. No, nobody. Nobody likes that. A sports psychologist says this probably works because, quote, the thought I can do it is more apt to produce the opposite thought.
Right.
I can't do it.
Mm. That makes sense, yeah.
And that increased sense of potential failure can lower performance.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like giving it to someone else, right? You're pepping someone else, which is a lot easier to accept, you know, to do than trying to do it to yourself. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, it does. I'll have to try that.
I'm thankful, again, going back to my guidance counselor, she mentioned something like this when I was a kid, and so I've kind of already always done this.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say it's not always easy to remember. I will say that it is also very helpful.
Yes.
I think it is one of the more helpful things that you can do for yourself.
And it's simple. It's a simple thing to do. You know,
it doesn't cost anything.
No, it doesn't. And surprisingly, you know, I just trying to piggyback a little bit, James, you don't even have to be necessarily sincere about it.
No,
when you do
no,
it
you
in
don't.
The mirror,
no.
You can be just totally, whatever. But it does work. It does have an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing that I always think of, too, because we are so self-critical of ourselves, to remember, would you say that to your best friend?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Would you use that language or those thoughts?
Right.
Would you, your best friend was thinking those or saying that about themselves, you would tell them, that's crazy.
Yep.
You're amazing. And so talk to yourself like you would your best friend.
Indeed.
One. That's a good one, Melissa. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 8:51 on the clock. A reminder that we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Santa.
Santa's here.
Oh, happy day. It's going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward to that, everybody.
Yes,
got
indeed.
Some fun stuff to talk about with Santa when he joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, we'll have some entertainment news as well. Some good stories of the day. We're going to have a lot in that 9 o'clock hour, all jam-packed for you. Right now, here's an interesting question that is being brought up and kind of some other things that have been created from it. How many photos of you are online?
Good question.
Considering everything from Facebook and Instagram to your LinkedIn photo, is it more than 10? Is it more than 100? Someone polled 8,000 Americans, and the number one answer was no clue.
Yeah. How could you count?
Exactly. Who knows?
But for the people who did throw out a number, the top answer was surprisingly low. 25% estimate that there are only between 1 to 10 photos of them on their on the entire internet.
25%?
Yeah.
Wow.
14% or 1 in 7 people said zero.
I find that hard to believe.
So those are the people who don't have Facebook, number one.
Right.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And then number two, the people who never want their picture taken. Like, you pull out a camera and they immediately, like, start throwing things at you.
It's my mother.
I was going to say, yeah. It sounds like this is personal experience.
Yes, I have experiences.
Yes.
I also, and I don't mean this in a mean way or anything, those people that think there are you know, zero photos of them online.
You're wrong.
I'm sorry. You're wrong. Yeah. Anybody that thinks that, you're wrong. There is bound to be at least a handful. I'm not even saying just one. There's at least a handful of photos of you out there, probably.
Right.
Now, they may not all be public. Some of them may be from your ID or something like that, and you know, with a company or what have you.
Yep.
But by now, as far as facial recognition and everything, we're all tagged. It's this thing that I find kind of silly that even I do from time to time. My laptop, when I get a new laptop, I will, you know, do what I have been doing for the last 10 years or whatever it's been, and putting that little bit of tape over the camera because that makes me feel a little safer. And,
you know, guess what, James? With the new ones, they have a little slidey thing that you can push over. You don't even have to use tape now.
Wow. High tech.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that.
Just don't let the kids touch it because they'll break it.
Right, yeah, of course.
Kids today.
I had to put mine back on.
I bet. That's cool to know, though. I didn't even know about that. And again, I don't say that in a mean way or to scare anybody or anything.
No.
It's just reality. It's just the way it is. One in four seniors said zero, which kind of makes sense, but so did one in 10 adults under 30, which is insane. That's insane. Like, seniors, sure. If you're going to believe this, it would be with the senior population. You know, I would be more inclined to believe it if you were over 40, 50, you know, somewhere around there. But I wouldn't even say I'd be over 50, I would say.
Uh-huh.
But even then, because the majority of people I see on Facebook are over 50 or over 40 at least.
Right, exactly.
So I going back to what Melissa said early on, I don't know.
I am on absolutely zero social media anything. I'm on none. And I know I have many, many pictures of me online from other people who are on social media.
Right, right.
So that's you have to take that into account too, family members, that sort of thing. So yeah, even if you're not on it, you're on it.
Yeah, but there are still people out there who exist that don't have a smartphone, that don't have the internet.
Right.
They're few and far between
in these very rural
areas, but they do exist.
They do.
I do think there's another point to bring up, that they're filling the survey out online. So.
Yeah, very good point there, yeah.
But, you know, I wonder, though, if some of them might have been cold calls. You know, call them landlines. They want to get a true spectrum of you know, a sampling of the population. It's possible.
Yeah, that would take work.
We might also start calling those people Sasquatch.
Is that the new one?
I like that. Yep. I like that. I don't know. People, you know, this time of year and stuff, we're spending a lot of money. I don't think really people have that much money to blow around or anything. Mm-hmm. But maybe if you're looking for a white elephant gift or something like that, well, you can buy one giant 930 calorie Fruit Loop for $20.
What? How much?
Yeah,
$20.
$20. Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad.
I'm gonna race you to this, Melissa. It's
but which one is it? Which flavor?
Oh, that's a good question. It's been more than 33 years since Honey, I Shrunk the Kids came out, and if you've spent that time waiting for the day that you could eat a single giant piece of cereal, well, here you go.
Oh goodness.
A quote unquote art collective called MSCHF has created a cereal called Big Fruit Loop.
Big Fruit Loop.
Which is a box with a single giant Fruit Loop inside.
Oh my goodness.
It's a play on the actual Fruit Loops cereal, but this is an unauthorized stunt, so they had to create their own recipe to mimic the real one.
Right.
Mm. They didn't reveal how they made it, but they are saying it was not easy.
I'll bet.
Lots of trial and error.
Yeah. The big Fruit Loop boxes will be sold online for $20 starting Monday. It's unclear how many will be available. So if you want one, you should get to the website, bigfruitloop.com. Bigfruitloop.com, and I think you have to wait until Monday to order them.
Okay.
And then
you also need to order a big bowl and a very large spoon.
Yes.
Comically large. Yeah. Yes.
I'm really dating myself here, but there was an old Lily Tomlin sketch where they had this gigantic chair that she would sit in. First thing I thought of.
What was the name of that character?
I can't think of her name.
Thermaloo or something like that.
Yes. It was so good. Such a great sketch. Classic sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The color of the Fruit Loop is random.
Oh, you don't know what you're going to get.
Interesting. They haven't released any measurements for it, but they do note that it is roughly the size of the box and that it's 930 calories. One serving of the real cereal is 150 calories.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Wow.
That's a hefty Fruit Loop.
That's more than one breakfast. I'll cut off a slice and, you know.
That's the thing. You couldn't. How could you? I guess it's dry cereal time.
Yeah, it is.
I think it would be a fun opportunity to see if that would be good for curling.
It's the right shape. I don't know if it's a white.
But it's going to have a lot of pores in it.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be really good for it pick up. It wouldn't have good aerodynamics.
No, and the curling rock has a lot more weight to it. So yeah.
These are strong points. These are very strong points.
But it would be the most colorful one there. Let's look at that.
True. I wonder if this would make a good raft. One of the things, what do we love doing here in Wisconsin? River rafting, get on the river raft and you have a couple cold ones.
Maybe for a river rat, because that's about the size of it if it fits in a cereal box.
You get a couple of these together, all I'm saying. You get a couple of them together.
I'm sorry. You do this on a lake. You're doing it for the rafting, the tubing behind the thing here. But one's going to want to drink the water afterwards.
No.
It's going to be a weird color. And everyone's like, do I want to drink this? Yeah.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about the water changing colors. But leave it to the Chicago and they want to change the color of the water.
Right.
Oh, that Dick Dale.
When we come back, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Santa. That is going to be great. We'll talk about why he is gracing us this morning. We'll also get into a little entertainment news. And I have one of the more romantic, good stories coming up that I have ever heard. It gets me even just talking about it. So we'll get into that coming up on Mornings right here at WFHR.